This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Columbia Regional Airport is starting its daily nonstop service to Atlanta on June 7th. This flight will connect Tiger fans to the heart of the SEC and one of the busiest airports in the world. Emmy Executive Director of Development Sarah Baumgartner says Mizzou Athletics is thrilled about the opportunities this flight will open.
We've got a great, strong alumni base in Atlanta, so for those folks, it gives them an opportunity to come up here and enjoy Columbia and get to experience Mizzou and SEC football Saturdays and just kind of get back to Columbia on a much easier and more regular basis.
Baumgartner says this flight will also help MU sports teams and coaches travel to games more conveniently and could help with future recruitment in southern areas. Among the more than 110 bills passed by Missouri lawmakers this year is one designed to help law enforcement officers track a missing person through the potential victim's cell phone signal. Marshall Griffin explains from Jefferson City.
If signed by Governor Nixon, the bill would require cell phone companies to provide police with the location of any customer who's been reported missing or believed to be in danger. The sponsor, GOP House member Jeannie Lauer of Blue Springs, says it's in response to the 2007 kidnapping and murder of Kelsey Smith in the Kansas City area.
Her father, who actually is a police officer, was not able to get the cell phone providers to provide that information at the time. By the time they actually were able to find her, she was already dead.
The bill would also shield cell phone service providers from lawsuits over the release of a customer's location in emergency situations. If the governor signs it, it would take effect August 28th. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Boone County hospitals are included in a recent report conducted by the St. Louis Business Health Coalition looking into the rise in charity care. The report was prepared from the Missouri Foundation for Health to see how hospitals are responding to the increase in uninsured people brought on by the changes to Medicaid in 2005. The report found charity care at University Hospital and Columbia Regional Hospital is above the state average. Director of Health Policy for the Missouri Foundation for Health, Ryan Barker, says that while charity care is a good thing, it also can prevent hospitals from staying afloat.
There are times where it's appropriate and needed for people to be able to go to the emergency room and get care, and they can't afford it. And so it's great that hospitals can provide that charity care. On the flip side, that has an impact on the financial well-being of that hospital.
The report also found Boone County hospitals had the highest increase in the number of people who use the emergency room for issues that could be taken care of in a primary care setting. And finally, the Army Corps of Engineers has awarded contracts to three firms for work to repair the Birds Point levee in southeast Missouri, a levee intentionally breached by the Corps at the height of spring flooding in 2011. The repair work of up to $20 million goes to companies from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, Little Rock, Arkansas, and Hickman, Kentucky. Corps Memphis District Commander Colonel Vernie Reichling said Thursday that other contracts will be awarded this year to repair flood damage near the confluence of the Mississippi and Ohio rivers in Kentucky and Illinois. The Corps breached the Birds Point levee in May 2011 to lower water level, in part to save neighboring Cairo, Illinois. The breach damaged 130,000 acres of Missouri farmland and damaged several dozen homes. Missouri Governor Jane Nixon was in St. Louis on Thursday to sign a bill establishing a dedicated source of funding for veterans' homes. As Adam Allington reports, the funding will come from per-patron casino fees.
The legislation will allocate $32 million to the Missouri Veterans Commission annually, up from just $6.6 million. Missouri currently has seven nursing homes, which serve some 1,300 veterans, and costs to run the facilities are rising. Governor Nixon says the veterans' budget allocation will likely mean reductions for other state programs, but he viewed this as a priority.
And one of those priorities is making sure that the veterans are taken care of in Missouri. That's why we built these homes. Getting a sureness for a method to fund them, we think, is a very high priority for the state. And certainly it will mean other things have to be trimmed here and there.
Early childhood programs that had been funded by casino fees will instead get $35 million from Missouri's share of a nationwide settlement with tobacco companies. I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.
Lincoln University is indefinitely suspending December commencements until further notice. December graduates are being invited to participate in the May ceremony instead. Lincoln University Controller Sandra Cutting says December graduates will receive their diplomas and transcripts in December as planned. Cutting says the university will look at bringing back December ceremonies in the future, but the university does not know when the suspension will end. She says the suspension will save the university between $7,000 and $10,000. After 2 years of state budget cuts, Lincoln is reallocating funds that would be spent on December commencement to other needs on campus. The May commencement ceremony will be held on May 11th next year. Special Olympians were getting their teeth checked by dentists from the Missouri Dental Association Thursday at MU Student Center. The MDA has partnered with the Special Olympics through the Special Smiles program, which offers free dental services and information to athletes. During the screenings, dentists evaluated for existing problems and helped with preventative care.
Open real big, say ah.
Good, okay. Columbia dentist Brian Foote says that the most common problems they see during a screening are lack of basic upkeep as well as cavities or gingivitis. On some occasions, athletes will be experiencing pain or have a problem that needs to be treated quickly. The Special Olympics continue through Friday afternoon. Columbia's Grant Elementary School is opening a new preschool this fall. The new preschool will draw from children in Grant Elementary neighborhoods and will offer scholarships for half of the students. Columbia School District Assistant Superintendent Peter Stiepelman says that this school is in response to community needs.
You know, early childhood should be a community issue. If it's not universally provided by the state, then as a community we should say that we understand that early childhood education is the key to a child's future success.
Stiepelman says that the Columbia Housing Authority is partnering with the school to identify residents who could benefit from the resources. He says the school is focused around Montessori learning and will better prepare students who may then attend Grand Elementary. The school is set to open in fall of 2012. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.